You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, June 22nd show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I am your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
You're a local mortgage experts, bringing into studio each week the best of the best experts in all of your marketing and needs for helping you in today's economy. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, we have Rose Fabric of Concierge Care Advisors, Senior Living Transitioning. Rose, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
You're
pleasure
very
to be
welcome.
Here.
And a little bit about Rose. Rose is a certified senior concierge care advisor for Concierge Care Advisors, a healthcare organization focused on senior care transition. Rose has worked in the healthcare field for over 20 years. She works with seniors and family members to navigate the process of making the right transition decisions for senior housing and care services. She has worked as a community relationship director in an assisted living community to clinical liaison for in-home care. She has a thorough understanding of assisted living, memory care, and in-home care services to advise the families on what is appropriate for their elder loved ones. Rose's passion is serving and in the care of transition and older adults in many capacities. She quotes, "I am excited to be a concierge care advisor so that I may continue to assist the elderly population," end quote.
Love it, Rose. Can you, coming from you, what services does a concierge care advisor provide exactly?
Well, we help seniors and family navigate and manage the process of making the right transition decision for their elder loved ones. For example, is it in-home care? Is it independent living, assisted living, memory care, or an adult family home? We do not make the choice for the family. We provide the family with good information to make the right decision for the senior's care needs, the financial budget, and the location for the family. We are a locally owned company, not a franchise. We follow all the Washington State regulations for senior care transition.
So, Rose, how does Concierge Care Advisors help to navigate the process of senior living with all of these options that they have?
Well, we provide a thorough intake to understand the senior's care needs and support for activities of daily living, evaluate their financial budget available, evaluate the need for a spend down to Medicaid and the length of time that they can private pay, and the ideal location for the family members who will visit the senior often. We must have all this information in order to help the family decide the right path for transition. We serve the family by organizing the information and managing the process for identifying the proper care facilities to consider, setting up the tours, creating a checklist to prepare for the move. We do encourage that each senior have a durable power of attorney designated to assist them with health care and financial decisions.
Rose, that's awesome. There's so many details associated with seniors and transitioning and things we just don't think of. So what great work that you do. Why do you think it's important for somebody to talk to a senior concierge care advisor as opposed to just taking it on themselves?
It is a daunting task for families to navigate the senior living transition process. The senior is overwhelmed. The adult children are working full-time and have their own family. Mm-hmm. Or the adult children live out of state and have limited time to support their parents. We know the right questions to ask to move the process forward in a timely, organized, step-by-step manner. We manage the process with the family. Having a plan put together for the family eliminates the anxiety associated with transition and gives them a peace of mind that their loved one will be safe and thriving.
Yeah, so important. Rose, who pays you for your services? Is that something that the senior or the senior's family is paying that compensation?
We do not charge the senior and family for our services. Once the family makes a decision, the community or adult family home pays concierge care advisors a referral fee. Our contract is the same with every community and every adult family home, and we do not accept referral fees until the senior has moved in. We provide the family our disclosure of service.
Yeah, so why would a senior not use someone like yourself? And I would imagine it would be because they just don't know that your services are available or that your services, they're not paying for that, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So how do you, I imagine this comes up quite a bit, how do you help a senior when they don't have the finances to move until their home is sold?
Well, that is a great example of when I need the expertise of a real estate professional like Vivian, who can work with her company to offer my senior client a cash advance to move before the house is sold. The cash advance is paid back at the time Vivian sells their home. Transitioning the senior out of the home enables Vivian to get the house ready to sell in a timely manner. And for the senior, I'm able to move them to an appropriate senior living situation much more timely, allowing them to get the support that they need for activities of daily living and to start thriving again. Another option would be the service of a financial advisor like Susan, who can loan my senior client cash based on the value of their investments. And then again, that allows them to be able to transition sooner than later.
Yeah, and another reason, if you're hearing kind of a theme here on the show, the importance to have a team, an established team that work together day in and day out with the same passion behind helping their clientele. We're talking in today's show about helping seniors, and so that's why we really wanted to bring in not a panel conversation, but a panel of experts that work together to help our senior community. So I love that. Rose, how do you pre-screen a community or an adult family home before you recommend them for a senior? Because there's a lot of different needs that are going to be there, a lot of different cost or flexibility or not as far as what they can pay for that service as well.
Well, we do a check on DSHS for their annual inspections to make sure that they have no outstanding deficiencies. We also check their disclosure of service to ensure that they can provide the tools and the staff to cover the seniors' care needs. I pre-tour the care facility so that I can meet the provider, meet the caregivers, and even meet the residents in that community to make sure that it's a fit for my senior client. Also, the location of the care facility is important because it needs to be near the family member's residence so that they can visit as often as they can.
Wow, the amount of detail you go into for your customers. I don't know why they would not get somebody like yourself to take this
stuff
on.
That's why we do the Money Hour, to make sure people understand what options are out there and benefits of utilizing those expertise.
For sure, such an important thing. So let's talk a little bit about Medicaid. Do you help seniors with Medicaid?
We do serve seniors who can private pay for senior living. With a senior on Medicaid, we do not accept a referral fee. Therefore, we have to consider Medicaid clients on a case-by-case basis. It will depend on their current caseload that we have. The age of the client must be 65 and older, and the daily rate provided by DSHS. The help we provide will be limited. However, we are a valuable resource for the family. Medicaid is pro bono work for us, but we consider it a way of giving back to the community.
Yeah, so you can only, it's important to give back to the community, but you can only do so much of that because you have to be able to survive financially as a company. So that makes sense. So, Rose, do you advocate for the senior and go with them during the tours of all the different community options that are going to fit their needs?
Absolutely. We always advocate for each of our senior clients. We find the senior living options, arrange the tours, and are with the family during the tours so that we can ask questions. Make sure that the family gets their answers and they get to know the providers and the staff in that home. We make sure that the senior has all the home health services they need to make that transition successful.
That's so important. You know, you probably wouldn't even know the questions to ask or what to look for if you've never done it. And with your experience and going in there, you can hone in on exactly what that facility looks like and the things that the family should be concerned about. And we love our parents. You want them to be somewhere amazing, you know?
Yeah,
so that's
do.
So
absolutely.
So my mom wants to live with me, but we're having a conversation about that. I mean, she's got years to go. She's healthy and fine. I think she's going to live forever. But she's already starting to tell me how she wants to move in with Dave and I.
Mom, meet Rose. She's going to help you.
Exactly. She's going to help place you.
She's going to place you somewhere else but my house. Yeah, no. So what about once the senior moved into the community? Do you have a follow-up program? What happens after that point?
We sure do have a follow-up program. Each senior client we serve remains our client until end of life. We follow our clients after they moved in and to make sure that they are transitioning well, receiving the care they need, and are thriving. We also check in with the family member and continue to be a healthcare resource for them.
That's awesome.
Rose, what professional referrals can you provide to a senior as part of the transition process?
In my work with seniors for transition, there are so many facets involved in transition that requires specific expertise. I rely on trusted partners I can count on dedicated to serve the needs of vulnerable seniors. Our partners are all vetted. The list includes real estate professionals like Vivian, financial planning advisors like Susan. We also have a list of in-home care providers, elder law attorneys, downsizing estate sales specialists, professional movers, also medical services, home health, PT or physical therapy, occupational therapy, hospice service, medical equipment, and several other community services.
Yeah, so you have everything covered, and that's a lot to have covered to make sure that they're working with the best of the best, correct?
It's a team effort. It
really
is. It's
definitely a team effort, just like anything that we do. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Rose. Really, it was a great opportunity to be able to chat with you. And as we wrap up this special show, which is all around seniors, and having three experts here that actually work together as a team, helping you as a senior and helping your family, I just wanted to bring us all back on mic together and just thank you again. And anything that you would like to wrap up with Susan as we wrap up our show today, at a call to action when it comes to financial planning for our seniors out there or preparing to get into that next stage in life.
Thanks, Tina. It's been a really great pleasure being here. I was a little nervous to start out with, I'll admit, but you're so welcoming, you too, Keelan. So thank you very much. Yes, the call to action would be to reach out to me. Mm-hmm. Again, I offer that complimentary review. I can give you some great advice, be it the sandwich generation, maybe child helping an older parent, or even a grandchild. Other professionals that I work with, estate planning attorneys, CPAs, those kind of things, those people also are a great resource for my clients, but also I'm a great resource for their clients.
Yeah, perfect. Susan, thank you so much. Rose, how about for you a call to action for our listeners today?
As you heard, we can help the families a great deal on many, many levels, and the service is free. So all they need to do when they need help is not to be afraid to reach out and just give us a call. Our number is 855-444-7364.
That's fantastic. And we can't leave out Vivian. A call to action, Vivian, for our listeners.
Well, you can go to my website, vivianpeterson.com, and send me a message if you would like a complimentary market analysis for the value of your home. And I'd be happy to come meet with you and go from there.
Wonderful. And always as a resource to get a hold of any of our guests today, you can go to the show at 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And it was a great show talking all about seniors and how to protect them. So this is your host, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
And we're going to be here next week, same time, same place. But until next weekend, enjoy the rest of this weekend and make it a great one.